Who's your backup quarterbacks?
Who's my... Would you like to know? No, we are, again, all those things will be answered here shortly in the next couple hours. And like I said, I'd love to talk about all that stuff tomorrow if we could.
The status on Mitchell's injury.
One more time?
On Mike Mitchell, what's the status on his injury?
I think he's still working through it. I mean, obviously, we're not totally ready yet. And I think it's still a work in progress. We're trying to get him back as fast as we can. He's working as hard as he can to get back. And hopefully we'll get him back soon.
Peter, what did you learn about your team in these four preseason games?
I learned so many different things. I learned that our players will go out and compete. I learned that our guys are coachable. I learned that our guys will work at it. I learned that our guys, we need to learn to finish everything that we do. And again, what you said, what did we learn in those four preseason games? It was a learning experience for all, and I think we're ready to hit the ground running here in the regular season.
How confident are you that you think you get to the regular season opener day? You know, that things are going to work out.
I feel very confident. I mean, again, my vision and what I see is different than what everybody else sees, and I understand that. I sit in a whole different chair. And I know a lot of people wish I was on the floor crying and upset and upside down, but I'm not. Because as I've said before, I know what's in our locker room. I know how hard this team works, and I truly believe the hard work is going to start paying off here very soon.
Yeah, it's your first go-around in going through a roster paradigm as head coach with Al Davis. What can you tell us about what the process has been like?
It's total communication. It's been great. You know, obviously there's decisions that have to be made based on what the organization think is best, and I support that to the fullest, and we get it done, and we move forward.
Now that you've been coach for a couple of months, and when you came aboard, obviously you've been calling him Coach Davis all along, and has there been anything at all that has been a surprise to you as far as the relationship with him?
No, just that it's been the totally opposite of what everybody thinks it is, you know, that he is someone that I can communicate with and bounce things off of and talk to and talk through things with. And as I said before, I mean, this is his team. I respect that. But, boy, do we really have some great conversations about where we need to go and what we need to do to get better.
I know this is probably not your concern, but any thoughts at all on why the last few coaches haven't had that same kind of communication, or at least have not seemed to, since the breakups were so bad?
As I said before, I can't speak to what everybody else has been through. I can only comment on what I deal with every day on an everyday basis, and I don't, you know, I feel very comfortable where me and him is and where we're headed.
So, as far as the delay in getting the waiver cuts out there, is that attributed to maybe you guys making some phone calls, inquiring about bringing some other players in?
As you know, this is a process, and as I told you, we're just going to continue to uncover every opportunity that we can to get this team better. And obviously, there's nothing that's totally in ink just yet. You know, the league didn't say it all has to be there right this second. We know that there's deadlines that we need to adhere by, but we're always trying to make this team better.
When you do, when at least a 53-man roster is announced in a couple hours, or at least a list of those 53 that are on the team now, would it surprise you if when Denver game rolled around that it was the same 53?
No, it wouldn't surprise me. It wouldn't surprise me not one bit. You know, but again, you never know. I mean, we'll continue to go through our process to make sure that we get this team as good as we can get it before we play Denver.
Offensive line, with the guys that were in the whole half last night, Marty, those going to be the guys that go against the Broncos in the opener?
One more time, I lost you there for a second.
Is the guys that played on the offensive line for the first half last night, is it safe to assume that that's going to be the guys that we see against the Broncos?
Could be. I mean, could be. Again, we're still... You know, I'm still moving people here and there, but I think we're very close to being set. Again, those are things that tomorrow I think you have a very clear idea of exactly where we're headed.
Jacoby Ford said after the game, somebody asked him what he thought the preseason proved, and he said he thought it showed who could play and who couldn't play. I'm curious as whether, you know, considering that some of the bad second halves or poor second halves, whether you think there was a big divide between your frontline players and the reserve players.
I mean, obviously the starters are the starters and the reserves are the reserves, and there is a difference between the two. And that's why, you know, again, this process in the second half of games has been about evaluating and giving those young men a chance to show what they have, because obviously they didn't get an OTA or mini camps to have an opportunity to do that. So I can see some players saying that, but again, we're all Raiders out there playing at that particular point in time. And again, as we move forward, we're looking to do great things.
How would you assess the job that Jerome Boyd and Sterling Moore did this preseason?
I think those guys worked extremely hard, gave it everything they had, and represented themselves well.
How did Stevie Brown and Jeremy Ware acquit themselves this preseason?
I think, again, I mean, you're talking about two young men who have been here, who came back ready to compete and give it everything they got. And I think those young men went out there every day and competed. Obviously, Jeremy had a little ding here and there. But I think the guys, as far as training camp is concerned, came to work every day and went to the games and played as well as they could play.